Hello and happy Sunday. I'm Adrienne Mayfield here, just in case you hopped on and have no idea who I am. I am the author of Connecting with the Burning Bush, I'm Tired of the Church, Losing Religion to Find God, Who's Following You, and my devotional I released last year for women is called You're Too Full to Be Empty, Lessons for Women Who Are All Tapped Out. I also have a podcast, which is Beauty for Ashes. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe and click the notification bell so you don't miss a thing. Share this with anyone that you know could benefit. I'm not going to be on very long tonight, so you better hurry, though, or I'll be gone. They'll have to catch the replay. So I wanted to share something that happened to me because it made me start thinking about you and me and kind of where we are as a society and as people. And that's why I call this Who's Covering You. So last night I went to dinner. And I have always been a somewhat chilly, like I always feel cold wherever I go places. So my mom used to always say, always take a coat with you because you'll probably be the only one that's cold. And if you don't want to be uncomfortable, you should take a coat. And so I happened to have this prayer shawl. And the prayer shawl was made for me by someone who didn't know me, but it's like really super, super long. And so I can wrap it all the way around me or I can put it over me. It's really comfortable. And so I was having dinner with my brother, and I was sitting there with the prayer shawl, and I was nice and cozy and warm because it was really cold in there. My brother even said, it's cold in here. I'm like, yeah, I know. So I'm sitting there enjoying my nice prayer shawl, and we're laughing and talking over dinner. And so out of the corner of my eye, I see this young guy and his daughter come in. Well, his daughter had on this nice, cute little sundress, but it didn't have sleeves. And she had her nice little pigtails done. They had little barrettes on the end of all of them. She kind of reminded me of that picture of Ruby Bridges, if you've ever seen it. But anyway, so she was doing like this. And I knew what that meant, of course, because I just told you I've always been cold. And she's like shivering, and her dad's looking like, okay, you're going to be all right. So I told my brother, I said, let me get the keys because I think I have a coat in the car. So I'm going to give her my prayer shawl and I'm going to go outside and get the coat. And he was like, well, okay. And then I was like, well, but then I'm thinking ahead, right? Like, well, what am I going to do? Because if I let her wear it when I get ready to go, then I'm going to have to tell her I got to take it back. And that might seem kind of strange. So what should I do? And I was like, no, I'm going to go get it. Because I looked over there and she was like huddled on her dad. And he's trying to talk on the phone and he's trying to, you know, figure out what they're going to eat. It wasn't like her mom wasn't with them. And so I got up and I walked over to the table because they were right beside us. And I said, is she cold? And he looked at her and she was like, yeah. And so I said, well, she can have my prayer shawl. And he kind of looked like, I didn't say prayer shawl. I said, she can have my wrap. And he said, okay. And so I gave it. Well, first he hesitated, like, I don't want to take it from you or that kind of thing. But I was like, no, like, it's okay. And so he took it and, you know, it was plenty. It was like, I'm 6 feet tall and it covers me up. So for her, of course, she was like able to get under it like a blanket. And so I went outside to get my coat, came back in, and it was actually my brother's coat. And so I put that coat on and I was nice and comfortable. And so we were finishing up, we got our food. And then I told him, I said, well, I don't want to take it from her because she's trying to eat. But then their food came and all of a sudden she wasn't cold anymore. You know how we are women, right? So she wasn't cold anymore. She kind of shrugged it off her shoulders and set up to eat her macaroni. And so we were sitting there talking and then her dad noticed and he said, here's your wrap. And I said, well, are you sure? And he said, yeah, take it. I see y'all about to go. And so, you know, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It meant a lot to me. Thank you so much. And so I took the wrap. And of course, when I went outside to get my coat, I started praying. I'm like, God, you know, whatever. I started seeing like dreams and visions for her and things like that. So I'm like, my prayer shawl, may she have dreams and visions. May you release the anointing of who she is over her. May her life never be the same. Protect her purity, which is something that I always pray over little girls, because there's so many violations over little girls and little boys. And so I always pray that whenever I encounter a child, I pray that their purity will be protected, that they'll always feel safe and secure. And so she got more than just my prayer shawl. I actually, you know, prayed over as I went to the car. So I took the prayer shawl and, you know, I'm looking like it's not a big deal to me, but her dad's acting like this is such a big deal. And so I started thinking about just covering and what covering means. And how whether or not people feel covered and whether or not we take the time to cover other people. Because I gave up, I sacrificed something of my own for her. And in today's society, we don't do that as much as we probably should. Because I knew I was going to have to be cold for a moment in order for her to be warm. But it was worth it because I didn't want her to be cold. She was my sister. She's a little girl. She's a, you know, a up and coming woman, and she's a child of God. And so I could do something small to make sure she was covered. And so that's the question that I have for you is, number one, what are you willing to sacrifice to cover someone else? Are you the kind of person who exposes people? Are you the kind of person that can't wait to tell people bad news about other people? You like to see people fall? The Bible tells us that we're not supposed to glory when our enemy falls, right? And so, but I notice a lot of times, even on social media, when bad things happen to people, people get on social media and they start dragging people and tearing them down. You don't have to agree with people's theology. You don't have to be best friends with people to be human. And being human means you should always have compassion. You should never glory and be happy when people are struggling when they fall. And so that's what I started thinking about, is just the covering. Because I gave her my prayer shawl because I wanted to cover her. She was cold. I recognized the need. I recognized she was struggling. I recognized that she needed something that I could provide. And so I stepped in and provided that need. And that's what we have to do. That's what God has called us to do. He's called us to be his light in the world. He's called us to be his hands and feet. So when we see a need, if we're able to meet it, we're supposed to meet that need. But unfortunately, a lot of times we like, well, I hope she figured out she'll be okay. He should have brought her a coat, got it. You know, that's how we do sometimes. She got her out here with that little dress on, no sleeve. He should have brought her a sweater. Instead of saying, hey, I can give her my prayer cloth. I can give her my prayer shawl and I can run and get another coat. And even if I was cold, like I could survive. But she was so much more comfortable. She was so happy. She was smiling. Because when she came in, she was not smiling. She had a lip poked out. But when she got the prayer shawl, she was smiling. She was happy. And so guys, it doesn't take a lot to put a smile on somebody's face. Sometimes it's a little sacrifice. Sometimes it's a big sacrifice. Sometimes it's something that won't even mean that much to you, but it can make a world of difference for other people. And so I kind of just wanted to sound that alarm. I also thought about 1 Peter 4:8, because I heard an interesting teaching kind of about this. And 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. But what does it mean there for covers a multitude of sins? That doesn't necessarily mean that you give people a slap on the wrist or that you say that sin's okay. But cover means to protect. Cover means to conceal. Cover means to make sure that you don't always bring exposure. And again, I'm not talking about giving a license for sin or any of that, but I'm saying sometimes just cover people. Sometimes pray for them, help them, guide them, just lend a helping hand. That's what we're called to do. And the teaching that I was referring to, he was saying that there's a difference between forgiveness and forbearance. So forgiveness is, I'm going to forgive you because it's just a one-time thing. It's something that happened. It was a mistake and we're going to move forward. But we should learn to forbear with people. And forbear is an even deeper thing, because forbearance means I'm going to put my heart in such a position where I have an expectation. And I know, being truthful, you're probably going to do it again. Most of the time when people say, this is never going to happen again, I'm so sorry. Things happen, it might happen again. And so forbearance means I'm going to see you and love you in such a way that even when it happens again, I prepared myself for that and I don't have to fall out with you over it. And so these are just a couple of little mini lessons that I wanted to give you about covering and about loving and about protecting and concealing and just having a heart for people. There's so much. The Bible, I know it says in the last days that men's hearts would grow cold and that men would be lovers of themselves. But it's kind of hard to experience. It's kind of hard to live in a world where you look around and you see people are so self-absorbed, so prideful, so selfish that they only concerned about themselves. So let that not be said of us as believers in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, they will know that you belong to me by how you love one another. People will know you're my disciples by how you love one another. So let's try to be more loving. Let's try to be more compassionate, and let's look for ways to cover each other, to help each other, to protect each other. It doesn't take a whole lot, but it can mean a whole lot to someone else. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that the entrance of your word brings light and understanding to the simple. We thank you for your reminder tonight that we are called to love one another. We are called to love one another. So we ask that you will begin to reveal a greater revelation of who you are to us so that we can receive your love. And then as we receive your love, we will be able to give that love to others. Father, we thank you that you do love us. You love us with a perfect love, and you have loved us and drawn us with your loving kindness. Jesus, thank you that your mercy seat, the mercy seat even now, is filled with your blood, crying out a covenant that speaks a better thing than even that of Abel. So we appeal for that mercy. We pray for that mercy, and we thank you for your mercy for us. Holy Spirit, we thank you that you live inside of us. Continue to tutor us, coach us, train us, lead us into all truth. Testify of Jesus so that we can become more like him. I pray for everyone who is watching, even those who will watch on the replay. I pray for your week. I cover your week. May you walk in power. May you walk in dominion. May you walk in authority. Even as you sleep tonight, may you have dreams and visions. May you have God's presence. May you be ever aware of his presence over you as he sings songs of deliverance. We thank you that, Father, that you love us. We're just so grateful for your love for us. Because you love us, we're able to love others. Father, we ask that you would help us to love each other the way you love us, and to not help us not be selfish, but to show compassion and to be your light in this dark world. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, click that subscribe and notification bell. And share this with a friend, someone that you know that needs to be encouraged. Have a good night. God bless you.